So, of course, it has been a big week for Luton Town as manager Nathan Jones left the club after 3 years, very successful years, to move to Championship club Stoke City. And so, as you heard in the Sport at 8:30, Mick Harford took charge of the game at Sunderland as caretaker manager, and the club say that it hopes to appoint a new man before the end of the month. But what's it like inside a football club when there is a change of boss? Matt Baker is a pastoral support director in English football for Sports Chaplaincy UK, and I think has worked as a chaplain at Charlton Athletic for some, 17 years, Matt, I think, yeah?
19 years, actually, Mike.
Right, yeah. Right. And so, obviously, the chaplains are Christians. It's quite rare for the manager to claim or say that he's a man of faith and openly Christian, like Nathan Jones was, isn't it?
It is. I mean, there are a few managers that have been open about their faith, but, famously, Jurgen Klopp has, hasn't he, up at Liverpool. But, yes, there are some. But Nathan's been very, very open about his faith and the importance of his faith in his life throughout his time as manager and as a player.
Do you think he would have been guided by prayer and by God about this move to Stoke?
Yeah, I think so. I think everything in his life, he's always tried to lay it out and see what God is saying to him and take the opportunities, but be in a very kind of grounded way. I think he'd acknowledge he's made mistakes in his life, as well as there's been successes as well. So, yeah, I think it would have been definitely something he prayed about.
And it's a very tough one, because this happens a lot in football, going to a bigger club, maybe with better players, maybe with better chances of recruiting good players too, with a budget. And yet the timing of this particular move, ahead of a big cup game and a replay against Sheffield Wednesday with the chance of playing Chelsea in the next round, Luton Town will probably find out whether they can move to a new ground later this week. It all seemed a bit sudden, even though, you know, he's been on the radar of lots of clubs for a year or so.
Yeah, I think it was, in terms of if you're a follower of Luton in that sense, and I'm sure he wasn't looking around to move on. But these opportunities that come up in life, you know, we have to take them, don't we, when they come, and they don't come all the time. And I'm sure he saw it like that it was the right opportunity at the right time, after a lot of prayer, and as you've already said. And I'm sure there'll be some sadness as well, because he's had a great 3 years at the club too.
Well, as his caretaker replacement yesterday, Mick Harford said on this programme 20 minutes ago, all the players loved him. So, you know, what happens at a football club when somebody departs so sort of suddenly, if you like, and so quickly? It can leave the players and the team fairly deflated, can't it, in the short term?
It can do. Obviously, it all depends where the club are sitting at the time and the culture that's been created. It sounds, from Luton's perspective, with Mick there, that he's picked up off the back of that, and with a good group of players and good culture. I think the result yesterday was a very good result, going up to Sunderland and getting that. So I think there's obviously a lot still going on there. It's very positive for the club. But yes, it can be a time for players particularly, as I say, depends on the context of the club. It can be an unsettling time when the next manager comes in. You know, am I going to fit into his plans? Is the manager going to play in a different way?
Yeah.
I think the other thing that people tend to forget is everyone concentrates on the players, but it's all the backroom staff as well. And with management changes I've seen up and down the country, you know, a manager arrives and there are other members of staff that feel unsettled as well. You know, it can be, you know, assistant managers, physios, coaches, because often you get, particularly the big clubs, you get a whole entourage that then come in, and that can make things unsettling as well. Now, whether this would be the case, I think it's unlikely, but in a general perspective, it can be a real mixed bag.
And is this where the role of Sports Chaplaincy UK is helpful, and the local football club chaplain can sort of help to keep conversations going and try to keep morale high?
I think so, yes. It's not the role of a chaplain to go in and, you know, to talk about the football side of things, but it is the role to go in there and to encourage and to get alongside and to listen to people. I know an example from my own chaplaincy in the past when there was a managerial change, and I remember going in that week and players and staff were feeling a bit unsettled. I remember a long conversation I had with the physio. I still can visualise it. He was on the exercise bike, and I remember him saying to me, you know, new managers are coming. I don't know how the land's going to lie. I've just taken on a mortgage. I've just got married. You know, what's it going to mean for me in terms of my future, in terms of my role? Now, it worked out fine for him, but they're the sort of conversations that will go on, and a chaplain needs to be prepared to go in and listen and be that listening ear and not make any judgments, just be encouraging and give that opportunity for people to speak about things.
Yes, and you know, Luton Town are hoping to get a second successive promotion. That's still on the cards, but you know what the new person has to do is to keep the team spirit that's there that Mick Harford talked about, and obviously probably play the same attacking football, play the same formations, and they want to try and get some continuity. But the problem is that there aren't too many well-known successful managers in the frame who won't have seen Luton play much either, you know, so it's going to be tricky. Do you sometimes see when a club manager, a successful one, leaves, that, you know, the results kind of fall away?
You can see that, absolutely. Yeah, it is a tricky time, and that's why often clubs will appoint internally and have a period where someone already knows how the club works, they take it on, and maybe that ends up in a permanent. I mean, I don't know the situation of the club itself.
What about when Nathan, now he's only been in charge for sort of 3 days at Stoke, and they lost yesterday. It's a bigger club. They were last year, of course, and for several seasons in the Premier League. Well-known people there like Peter Crouch, Joe Allen. I saw one wag post a photograph of him with a beard and a headband who looks a bit like Jesus, saying, oh, Nathan will feel at home with him in his team. I think we can have some humour in that situation. But, they might wonder, those big players who've played international football, what they're in for, mightn't they, I guess?
They will do, because they'll see somebody coming in who's going to have a different style of play. And it will take a while, of course, to get that bedded in. We often talk about the new manager bounce, and that does happen at clubs, but not always. I often think it's not those first sort of three or four games. It's the period after that, and stats have shown that as well. That's the key time when you start to really, you know, get the team playing how you want to. And it depends. We're very short term, aren't we, in football? You know, it's all about, we need results now, we need to get, you know, a solution by the end of this season. I'd like to think that the club takes a more long term view of it and thinks it's not just about this season, it's next season as well.
Well, how do you define short term, you see? Because that's what's angered, to some extent, a lot of Luton Town fans at Nathan's departure. 3 years in charge, but he signed a 4-year contract, I think, less than a year ago, and talked about being in charge for the long term. And to my mind, it, you know, from the outside looking in, it 3 years is short time, and yet managers plead for more time, and he would have had the next year or two, and he could go and have had more success here in Bedfordshire.
Maybe. I mean, you say 3 years is a short term. Actually, in football terms, sadly now, that's quite a long term. I mean, the average tenure sort of 15 months or something like that.
Yeah, but if you're talking about loyalty and kissing the badge, you know, surely you should see the project through a bit longer, especially as the second in the table.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we're trying to second guess how he thought about things. I don't know. I really think that Luton fans can't be upset with what Nathan has done at the club in terms of the promotion he's already brought to them and where they sit in the table. I think it's very harsh to say, you know, where's your loyalty, because he's done a lot of good for the club to this point. But I'm not saying that the Luton fans, I understand that.
Matt, thank you so much for joining us. Good to talk to you this morning, all right?
You're welcome.
Thank you. Matt Baker, then, who's talking to us from the organisation Sports Chaplaincy UK.